It's going to be a coronation rather than a contest. Nominations for the DUP leadership have closed. Arlene Foster will take over from Peter Robinson. Our political correspondent Chris Page has been looking at her life and times.
I don't think anybody really knew what happened, and I closed my eyes because I just didn't know what was going on. And
the Ulster Unionist leadership have made it very clear that the stand on which I was elected is not an acceptable stand to take within the Ulster Unionist Party. I and others stood on...
Fellow Democratic Unionists, let me say from the outset what a privilege it is to be standing with Unionists who know what it is to be standing up for Northern Ireland.
Young Unionist, Executive Minister and now leader of Northern Ireland's largest party, Arlene Foster's career has been forged during the peace process. But in her early years, she had terrifying experience of the Troubles.
The IRA risked a dozen young lives in their attempt to kill the driver, a part-time member of the Ulster Defence Regiment.
That was how the BBC reported the bombing of a school bus on which the future politician was a passenger. It was 1988. She was 17. Arlene Kelly, as she was then, spoke about the attack in which a friend was badly hurt.
Then there was about two or three seconds silence, and then everybody started to scream, and I got up and said, "Don't panic, don't panic," and everybody get out.
It wasn't the first time her life had been affected by violence. When she was 8, her father, a police officer, was shot and injured at the family farm in Fermanagh. That was the county where she grew up and still lives. But she went to Queen's University to study law. There she chaired the Ulster Unionist Association. Mrs. Foster went on to work as a solicitor for 11 years, but her political activism deepened. She was one of a number of young Ulster Unionists to oppose the Good Friday Agreement.
There has been a lot of disillusionment since the vote in 1998, and people are saying to me, yes, I voted for the Belfast Agreement, but I feel that since then the implementation has not gone the way that we felt it was going to happen.
Mrs. Foster and the Lagan Valley MP Geoffrey Donaldson became leading critics of their party leader David Trimble. In 2004, they joined the DUP. It was a few weeks after she'd been elected as an MLA for the first time.
I and others stood on a manifesto for change, and I stood on a manifesto for greater unionist cooperation to bring about that change. Unfortunately, David Trimble and his acolytes have felt that that is a position that I cannot hold within the Ulster Unionist Party. I believe that the Democratic Unionist Party is now the mainstream unionist party in Northern Ireland.
The DUP continued to grow, and so did the reputation of their new recruit. When devolution was restored in 2007, Mrs. Foster became Environment Minister. The next year, she was given the Enterprise portfolio, with the task of selling Northern Ireland to investors. The job featured plenty of photocalls and fanfares. Mrs. Foster was a fixture at big public events, like the opening of Titanic Belfast.
We did it on time and on budget, and I'm absolutely delighted.
During a 7-year stint at the Department of Enterprise, she temporarily took over from Peter Robinson as First Minister. In 2010, Mr. Robinson stood aside for a time at the height of controversy about his wife Aris's personal and financial relationship with a teenage lover. Mrs. Foster was one of Mr. Robinson's key supporters.
Nobody in Northern Ireland has the strategic vision for Northern Ireland that Peter Robinson has, and I feel that more and more strongly every day.
She often appeared at Mr. Robinson's side for news conferences at critical times. Earlier this year, Mrs. Foster was appointed Finance Minister with an important role in resolving Stormont's budget crisis.
I know that there has been chair derogatory remarks in the media about fantasy budgets and all of this sort of thing. Let me assure you, Chair, I am not delusional. I know exactly what I'm doing.
The DUP leadership certainly agreed with that. In another hint she was destined for the top job, Mrs. Foster was again put in charge of the First Minister's office for a few weeks in the autumn. At the DUP conference last month, she was greeted and received like a leader.
Conference, ours is the party of Northern Ireland. We are proud to be standing up for Northern Ireland. With humility and hard work, we will prevail. Thank you.
Arlene Foster about to become the first woman to lead the DUP and the first woman to occupy the office of First Minister.